Ama la quinza pantamga nunca haría su
55.
Where'd they go? Hero says. Everyone's already looking for the float, as though they all noticed at once that it was missing. Finally they see it, a quarter mile behind them, dead in the water. The bigwigs and the bodyguards are standing up now, all looking in the same direction. The speedboat is circling around to retrieve it. They must have figured out a way to detach the tow cable, Hero says.
Not likely, the man with the glass eye says. It was attached to the bottom, under the water. And it's a steel cable, so there's no way they could cut it.
Hero sees another small craft bobbing on the water, about halfway between the Russians and the speedboat that was towing them. It's not obvious because it's tiny, close to the water, done up in dull natural colors. It's a one-man kayak, carrying a long-haired man.
Shit, Livio says. Where the hell did he come from?
The kayaker looks behind himself for a few moments, reading the waves, then suddenly turns back around and begins to paddle hard, accelerating, glancing back every few strokes. A big wave is coming, and just as it swells up underneath the kayak, he's matching its speed. The kayak stays on top of the wave and shoots forward like a missile, riding the swell, suddenly going twice as fast as anything else on the water. Digging at the wave with one end of his paddle, the kayaker makes a few crude changes in his direction. Then he parks the paddle athwart the kayak, reaches down inside, and hauls out a small dark object, a tube about 4 feet long, which he hoists up to one shoulder. He and the speedboat shoot past each other going in opposite directions, separated by a gap of only about 20 feet. Then the speedboat blows up. The Kowloon has overshot the site of all this action by a few thousand yards. It's pulling around into as tight a turn as a vessel of the size, trying to throw a 180 so it can go back and deal with the Russians, and somewhat more problematically, with Raven. Raven is paddling back toward his buddies.
He's such an asshole, Livio says. What's he going to do? Tow them out to the raft behind his fucking kayak?
This gives me the creeps, the man with the glass eye says. Make sure we got some guys up there with stingers. They must have a chopper coming or something.
No other ships on the radar,
says one of the other soldiers, coming in from the bridge.
Just us and them, and no choppers either.
You know Raven carries a nuke, right? Hero says.
So I heard, but that kayak's not big enough. It's tiny. I can't believe you'd go out to sea in something like that.
A mountain is growing out of the sea. A bubble of black water that keeps rising. All behind the bung raft, black beard, jutting vertically out of the water, a pair of wings sprouting from its top. The tower keeps getting taller, the wings getting higher out of the water, as before and aft, the mountain rises and shapes itself. Red stars and a few numbers. But no one has to read the numbers to know it's a submarine. A nuclear missile submarine. Then it stops. So close to the Russians on their little raft that Gurov and friends can practically jump onto it. Raven paddles toward them, cutting through the waves like a glass knife.
Fuck me,
the man with the glass eye says. He is utterly astounded.
Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Uncle Enzo's gonna be pissed. You couldn't have known, Livio says. Should we shoot at him?
Before the man with the glass eye can make a policy decision, the deck gun on the top of the nuke sub opens up. The first shell misses them by just a few yards.
Okay, we got a rapidly evolving situation. Hero, you come with me.
The crew of the Kowloon has already sized up the situation and placed their bets on the nuclear submarine. They are running up and down the rails, dropping large fiberglass capsules into the water. The capsules break open to reveal bright orange folds, which blossom into life rafts. Once the deck gunners on the nuke sub figure out how to hit the Kowloon, the situation begins to evolve even more rapidly. The Kowloon can't decide whether to sink, burn, or simply disintegrate, so it does all three at once. By that time, most of the people who were on it have made their way onto a life raft. They all bob on the water, zip themselves into orange survival suits, and watch the nuke sub. Raven is the last person to go below decks in the submarine. He spends a minute or two removing some gear from his kayak, a few items and bags, and one 8-foot spear with a translucent, leaf-shaped head. Before he disappears into the hatch, he turns toward the wreckage of the Kowloon and holds the harpoon up over his head, a gesture of triumph and a promise all at once. Then he's gone. A couple of minutes later, the submarine is gone too.
"That guy gives me the creeps," the man with the glass eye says.